Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This morning in WBUR's series on climate change, Massachusetts Climate, A Season of Change, we're focusing on a what-if. What if a storm equal to the 2012 blockbuster Superstorm Sandy, with its winds of 115 miles an hour, pushing a water surge of 14 feet in New York City, which flooded city streets and subways there, what if it came ashore near Boston, and more specifically, where we are now in Chelsea? So why are we here in this spot in Chelsea telling you all this? Well, we're going to hold that reveal for a moment. First, we're going to turn our attention to our guests and introduce them. Mark Drazen, Executive Director of the Metropolitan Area Planning Council. Tom Ambrosino, the City Manager for Chelsea. And Axum Tefera, who focuses on climate preparedness for the Metropolitan Area Planning Council. Thanks to all of you for joining us here. Mark, let me start with you. What would a Superstorm Sandy-like storm surge do here? What would it look like?
Well, the water would come up out of the harbor along the Mystic River and then basically turn into what's called the Island End River. And if it were a big enough surge, it would inundate this area. So we'd be standing in 1.5 to 2 feet of flood water. It would make it virtually impossible to navigate along Beecham Street, which is the main road here. The train tracks would be covered that bring produce into this area.
All right, and with that, let's explain why we're standing in this particular spot in Chelsea, because we're in a section of warehouses that handle and distribute a huge portion of the food supply for a good chunk of New England. Mark, why don't you explain that?
We're at the New England Produce Center, which is the main fruit and vegetable distribution area for the greater Boston region. Fruit and vegetables come in here from all over the country, and they're distributed every morning to supermarkets and other vendors all over New England and even into parts of Canada. About 8 million people are served by this facility.
Tom, what are your concerns about this area in a storm surge?
This area is a major job provider to this area. So if it were inundated with water, there would be thousands of people who would be unemployed, at least temporarily, if not long term. And that is a real concern for the city. Many of the people who work here are residents of this area.
So in the event of a big storm, if this place does get shut down, what do you imagine happens to produce prices and the food supply in New England?
Well, obviously the food supply for produce would be scarce, and so prices would obviously rise. Produce would have to be shipped in via some means from further distances. It would be scarce, and prices would rise dramatically, I would expect. Another reason why this area needs to be protected.
Axum, let me put you on the spot here. Given the possible vulnerability of this operation here, is this kind of a poor location environmentally for something that's so important, the food supply?
Well, it is on a wetland, but that became developed land decades ago. And so, it's here now, and there are plenty of ways to protect the structure of the facility as well as the jobs that rely on it. And knowing what the projected risks are over the next decades at 2030, 2070, there are some green and gray hybrid infrastructure measures that the city is working on to implement.
Well, you're not talking about a seawall, right? You're talking about using Mother Nature in a different way than she's being used, or either actively or passively right now?
Exactly. It's not a seawall. Some of that is wetland restoration and creating a living shoreline in some places around it.
One of the issues here is when this land was filled and this site was created, it's mostly concrete surface and asphalt, and we call that impervious. That means that the water can't drain through it. So what we'd like to do with the area is make sure that there's a more limited amount of impervious surface and more green areas, what we call green infrastructure, where the water can be reabsorbed, where it can protect the buildings from flooding coming in.
So let me ask a question that Tom won't be happy that I'm asking. Would it be better to relocate this operation somewhere away from the coast and away from a possible coastal flood?
You know, some people have said that, but I don't think so. This area can be protected. There may be some places around the harbor that are very difficult to protect, but this area can be protected. And it can be protected with a lot of green infrastructure that's not necessarily that expensive. It's also an important place for economic reasons. Chelsea is mostly a low-income city, and this area provides over 1,000 jobs that are, for the most part, good-paying consistent jobs, and the people who live in these communities need those jobs.
That was Metropolitan Area Planning Council Director Mark Drazen, Axum Tefera, who focuses on climate preparedness for the council, and Chelsea City Manager Tom Ambrosino.